Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Christopher, push that button. Put us on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host, with the most, is Wayne Allen Root. And Wayne will, in fact, be here in 60 minutes. On Fridays, yours truly, Lee Elsie, gets a chance to hang out with you for the first hour of the broadcast on all of these great radio stations across the entire country on this great network, the USA Radio Network. And the aforementioned Christopher is, in fact, down in Dallas, Texas, making it all go. Without him, it would be nothing but static. We are on the eve of the weekend prior to Election Day. I was thinking about this a lot yesterday, the differences between me and, let's say, some other candidate running for a political office, being some other progressive candidate running for a political office. I actually feel sorry for the ultra-progressive left, because I don't know how you sleep at night. Imagine living under the constant torment, ripping apart your soul itself. How hard that must be. Imagine if the most important thing in your life, the number one plank on your campaign platform, was the right to terminate pregnancies. Imagine what it would do to your soul. Every day, having to try to rationalize that. Now, listen to me very carefully. I know there are a lot of people out there listening, a lot of folks who are left of center. I'm not saying this sarcastically, nor am I saying this with malice either. It's not sarcastic. This is just me looking at you, trying to look through your eyes and to see how you must feel every day. Imagine how hard that is. Because we've had this conversation before, right? An abortion, for most people, is an incredibly difficult decision. Gut-wrenching. Literally. I mean, there are some folks who use it as birth control, and I'm hoping that percentage is a lot lower than maybe many conservative folks would think. But imagine having to make that decision. Women have been blessed, although some may think it's a curse, but women have been blessed with that ability to give life. I couldn't do it. I couldn't handle that burden, that responsibility. No way. The average everyday woman is 10 times stronger than me. I could never do it. Never. But the cross that must be bared out by someone who decides to make that decision, I can only imagine it's got to create a lifetime of torment for them. Yet we have politicians who fight for that right with a smile on their face. Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, the one thing that fuels you is that right to kill the unborn child. It's got to weigh very heavy on your psyche. I mean, at least I get to get behind the microphone every day and I get to champion law and order, reduction of crime, reduction of taxes, fiscally conservative, build up the military. I get to be on the right side of patriotism. I feel great when I fight for those things every single day. Imagine what somebody must feel like when the flag that they wave is a flag that stands for abortion. Now, I understand the women who are listening to me right now are going to say that, well, I fight for my right to make a choice. I get that. But still, when you peel away all the layers, the choice that you're making is a devastating one to you in the end. I can only imagine how hard that is. When I fight for something, my soul is liberated. My conscience is clear. Can't be the same for you. It's impossible. But I can't imagine that there has ever been a woman who has walked the face of this planet who has a genuine soul that feels good walking out of that doctor's office after it's done. Can't believe there's one person out there. It's got to be nightmares, got to be torment. This commentary is not drenched in sarcasm. It's not. This is straight for me to everybody else out there. This is a very, very painful, hurtful, destructive decision. It has to be devastating to get up every day during the political season and make this the number one topic that you talk about every single day. Every radio show you go on, every television show you go on, every newspaper interview that's given to you, the number one thing you're fighting for is abortion. That's got to be hard after a while, doesn't it? Not to wear you out? I would think so. It would wear me out. Even if you believe it. Like, even if in deep down in your soul you believe that the woman has that right to make that choice as late into the pregnancy as you deem it fit or necessary during the course of a pregnancy, it's still something you got to live with forever and ever and ever and ever until the end of time. So despite doing something maybe in the moment that you feel is necessary, I think you look back on it for the rest of your life and have to question yourself and your motives as to why. Because I've always come down on the side that most abortions happen out of pure convenience. It's inconvenient for me to carry this baby the 9 months. It's inconvenient for it to happen to me at this point in time in my life, so we terminate. And that is a burden you have to carry with you until the day you die, and maybe beyond if there is a God in heaven. And just to clarify, I want to make sure you all understand I'm shooting at you straight this afternoon/evening, wherever you're listening to me on the USA Radio Network, is I think it's morally wrong to terminate a pregnancy. I think it's morally wrong, and I think most people out there realize it's morally wrong. And it is rationalized, I think, by most people who have a good soul and a good heart. It's rationalized in a number of different ways. And it's also for intelligent people who understand that life, in particular, life that's viable outside the mother, to terminate that life prior to that viability makes it more palatable and acceptable. Not only is it palatable to the person who's doing it, it's more palatable to society. But morally, it's got to be very difficult still to wrestle with that decision. Now, doing it after viability, for me, that's murder. I want to make sure you all understand that. I do feel the pain. I do. I feel as though there's such torment that happens for a lot of different women and families out there who have to go through this. And that decision to end the life or end a pregnancy, as I've clearly stated before here in this opening monologue, it can't be easy. And I refuse to believe that people out there think that it is easy. I refuse to think that women come to that conclusion haphazardly, as if they're ordering a coffee in the morning. I I think that there are some who do it that way. Yeah, I think that percentage is minuscule. So I'm not trying to minimize this whole thing. But I guess back to the politics of it, which is why I brought it up in the first place. To make this your sole reason for existing as a politician and banging that drum over and over again. Man, I got to think it weighs heavy on your soul and your heart and your mind when you lay your head on a pillow at night, try to go to sleep, that this is the reason why you exist as a politician. The reason why you exist is to almost glorify to a certain extent the whole process of an abortion. It's not something that should be celebrated, ever. All right, I know it's a little heavy for a Friday night, but that's how we begin here on the USA Radio Network. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. I appreciate all of you for being out there listening. If you have a comment or you want to respond, you can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. That's leeelsieradio@gmail.com. You can throw a message up on my Facebook feed, which is Voice of Freedom, Lee Elsie. Would love to hear you and go a little back and forth with you on that site as well. We got to take a quick break. We do have a great hour in store for you. Wayne Allen Root will take over at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. Ladies and gentlemen, I am honored to be on the air with all of you on all of the great stations across the entire country, right here on the USA Radio Network.